Now on Mitchell's Front Page, Trent, talking tech.
Good morning, Trent. How are you?
Good morning, Mitchell. Very well. I hope you're well as well.
Very good indeed. Now tell us about what's happening with future-proofing of mobile networks.
Yeah, Telstra's been doing a lot of investment into the 4G network in the last few years. One of their most recent products, if you're aware of Telstra's network, is the 4GX mobile network. And what it does is aggregates several frequencies to be able to achieve a better speed overall to mobile phones and also mobile data devices. Now, they're proving that the network is more than capable of handling any pressures that the network might have in the future for at least the next few years by conducting a commercial experiment, which actually showed that the network was capable of achieving 1 gigabit speeds, which, you know, in the way that things are moving at the moment, should handle any impacts that users put on it for at least the next 5 years. And, you know, it'll be a more than capable network once it is rolled out right across the country.
And we seem to be seeing a bit more progress with mobile networks than traditional ADSL, aren't we?
We do. I guess some of that is part of the fact that, you know, the national broadband network is meant to be rolling out, and telco providers are not really keen on the idea of fixing what is already there in terms of ADSL and ADSL2, with the hopes that they can roll out some sort of NBN-based solution. But that, again, is slow, you know, due to the way that they plan to roll it out and the technologies in which they're using for it, and also in some part as well, the contracts that they made with telcos like Telstra in maintaining the current copper network around the country.
And Microsoft has a new online tool that's going to rate your moustache. Did I read that right?
Yes, you did. Just in time for November. I call it a Mocognition website.
Right.
It's, you know, based on the website that they released called howold.net. And it was from the Garage Experimentation Project that Microsoft's been working on. That website earlier on in the year was able to, or tried to, guess an age based on a picture uploaded to it. And what you can do with mymustache.net is upload a picture and it will guess a person's beard length and rate them either as no stash, getting there, or an ultimate mo. And they're hoping to raise a bit of attention for Movember and possibly raise some more money for the cause as well.
Well, that's a very handy tool to have. But I just remember with that whole website with the How Old that it wasn't necessarily very effective, and people kept putting up pictures of themselves and saying, well, I'm actually 18, but it thinks I'm 34 and all that sort of thing.
Or being told that you're younger than you actually are.
Very, very flattering.
Not many people complain about that.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. So, yeah, a little bit of progress to be made there, but it's all for a good cause, as you say. And what about this with androids and cancer cures? Because I actually saw something about this on, I think, A Current Affair briefly last night.
Yeah, Australian Research Institute, the Garvan
is correct.
Garvan Institute for Medical Research has decided to do like a few projects have done overseas, and you know, harbour the CPU power of devices that the average person has in their collection to be able to crunch data to attempt to, you know, solve some small cancer research problems that they have. Now, the idea is simply downloading of a free Android application called DreamLab. And what it does is it taps into that unused processing power of your mobile phone when you're not using it. So when you've got it on the charge at home and you're sleeping overnight, because a lot of people these days don't actually turn the phone off completely.
Correct.
And so when this thing is sitting on the charger and it's using Wi-Fi, it'll download information that it can crunch overnight and then send it back to the researchers at the Garvan Institute. And they say that if the app is downloaded by just 100,000 users, that will crunch data 3,000 times faster than they can currently do it at the moment. Now, they've had a bit of a hand from the Vodafone Foundation of Australia, who is hoping that this sort of thing will play a part in fighting against these sort of diseases. Not available on iPhones at the moment, but if you are keen, you can actually go and search for Dream Lab to download for your Android phone. I think it's a smart idea.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. It just makes so much sense to use processing power that's otherwise just sitting there doing nothing. And very quickly, the iPad Pro is coming to stores this week.
Yes, if you're keen on this extra-large iPad, and you've got the money as well, Wi-Fi models start at $1,249, and the cellular edition goes for $1,699. They're available for pre-order online on the Apple website starting on Wednesday, tomorrow, and will be available at stores later on in the week as well.
And that's really designed for people that use bigger screens and do more graphic design and such, is it?
Yeah. It's got the comfort of the iOS operating system, but it's a much larger device. It's made for people who are power users. The only downside is, of course, as we have discussed in the past, the fact you've got to spend money on all the accessories. The pencil will set you back $165, and the smart keyboard, if you need it as well, $260.
Ooh.
A very expensive piece of equipment once you actually add it all up.
Well, Trent, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Cheers. Catch you then.
Good on you, program technical commentator Trent Geddes there. Coming up to the 10 o'clock news in the second hour, we'll be giving away those two tickets to Cirque Africa. So if you'd like to get two tickets to Cirque Africa valued at $150, just keep listening in the second hour and we will reveal exactly how you can win those. And after about 10 o'clock, we'll be looking at this issue of mosquito research.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.